Hey, beautiful faces. It is me, Sunny, and welcome to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison, and today is Tuesday, March 14th, and I am ready to talk about quite a few things. The first thing I want to talk about is the Jazz in the Gardens. Was over the weekend, past weekend here in Miami Gardens, Florida. And I have not gone to the Jazz in the Gardens as a attendee since the beginning. Like maybe the first 2 years when they started it off. It's 16 years in, so the first 2 years is when I attended as an attendee. I thought it was really nice the first 2 years. They were trying to decide on how they were going to do it. It was trial and error. Everything turned out great, and then it just progressed from there. But then over the years, it changed because it ended up leaving one person's hand, going to another person's hand, meaning the person who originated the Jazz in the Gardens was the former mayor of Miami Gardens, Shirley Gibson. And she had a very amazing concept of bringing jazz to Miami Gardens. And at that time, they were booking jazz artists. So it was like Carlos Santana, Kenny G, other saxophonists and other jazz artists. They will plug in or did plug in a few R&B acts like Patti LaBelle, you know, some of those acts on that list. But then, as I mentioned, as the years progressed and moved forward, they started adding more R&B than jazz. And then they added a few hip hop artists. And it just have now become, in my opinion, Miami Gardens Music Fest. It should no longer be called Jazz Fest because it's not a jazz festival. It is a music festival. Now, over the weekend, well, let me say this. After the two, three years, I stopped going as an attendee. I started going as press, you know, media, and just going in to cover it because this is my city. I'm born and raised in Miami-Dade County, and I grew up in Kara City, now known as Miami Gardens. So, since the 3 years that I have not gone as an attendee, I started going in as media, and my media outlet is called City Nights TV, which is an online outlet. Media outlet platform where I cover different events that goes on here in South Florida. I'm thinking about changing the name because I ended up I had to put that on the back burner for a while. But anyway, I would go to different events and I would cover the events in South Florida on City Nights TV. So I would go to Jazz in the Gardens along with my media crew, which is my photographers. I had two photographers and one videographer, a host, and myself would also be two hosts, including myself. And we would cover the event. We would attend the different media events or the media opening nights. And it was nice. It was really nice. It was very structured and very organized from the beginning. And then as I mentioned, once the event started getting in other hands, meaning new officials, dignitaries, or politicians, once Mayor Gibson's term was up, then there was another mayor, which is Oliver Gilbert. He became the mayor, and it just, to me, in my opinion, it just became like this big showboat type of process organization, structure, it just, to me, it's just not the same. It's not the same. And then they have, you know, with these festivals that are ran by the city that they are in, it's just so much politics in it. It's all cliquish. It's all who you know. It's all who they want to show who they are. It's all about name dropping. And it's just not something that it should be presented, especially during the event. So all of that to say, the show over the weekend, it's a two-day weekend. It's actually a three or four-day event. And a lot of people may not know about the auxiliary events that leads up to Jazz in the Garden. So like Thursday night, they had a poetry slam. Friday, they had the Women's Empowerment Conference. And then Friday night, they had the opening night party. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday is the event. I attended the women's conference. I actually didn't attend as an attendee. I assisted with being a Goodwill ambassador or a volunteer just to help out, just to make sure that everything flows and we represent our city here in Miami Gardens. That turned out pretty good. It was really nice. It was a very nice turnout. The ladies, I gotta honestly give the ladies the kudos and thumbs up. They all showed up and showed out looking fabulous. All ages, they looked amazing. The speaker, that's my pro was, first of all, the pro was the location where they had it, which was the JW Marriott. I thought it was a really nice location. Very nice, very swanky, very upscale in the city of Aventura. I honestly wish they would have had this event in the city of Miami Gardens, because it's like we're taking money out of the city and bringing it over to another city. I know right now in the city of Miami Gardens, there's not that many locations that are nice and upscale to hold something to that magnitude or capacity of people. I know the year before they had it at the Hard Rock Stadium, which is inside of Miami Gardens. But due to all of the construction over there, it was very unorganized and very confusing from my understanding. I did not attend. I'm just going by what I was told. So I guess considering the construction over at the Hard Rock, that was not the best choice to have it there again. So they decided to go elsewhere and they went over in the city of Aventura. Like I said, the location was really nice. The space was very accommodating. The staff there was very nice, very professional. The food was great because I don't eat meat. I had the mashed potatoes, asparagus, salad, and then they had this key lime dessert with coffee, tea, whichever one, water, of course. But everything was good on that part. That was all the pros. The speakers, I can say the best speaker, in my opinion, was Lakeisha Gaines. She's the owner of, I think she owns two or three State Farm agencies, and she was really good. Those are my pros. The vendors are also my pros. I thought all the vendors at the Women's Empowerment event, they were great. They also accommodated the event. They didn't have a vendor there that just got overlooked, because I feel like when you're having a certain event, or when you're having these events, you have to be very selective of the vendors that you bring. You can't just get vendors just to get money, because at the end of the day, you are promoting that vendor so that they can make sales as well. So I felt like all of the vendors were very accommodating to the event, and I felt like all of them were patronized by the guests that were there. My favorite vendor that was there was Bright Choice Boutique, which I did purchase something from her, and Ankara Fashions. I bought something from her as well. As well as Moonlight Essentials. I bought something from there. Not there, but I bought something from there before. All the time I patronize them. So, but yeah, so good job on the vendors. And now my cons with with the women's conference would be the speakers, would be making sure the speakers you have are speakers that are, well, before we get to the speakers, let's talk about the host. I thought the host was great. I thought she was a nice speaker, but I don't think she was the right choice for that particular event in terms of the size, in terms of the energy level. I felt like they needed someone that was going to get that audience excited about the host that was coming on, any of the speakers that was coming on, getting them excited to be there, bringing that energy level up, getting everybody on their feet and getting them engaged to get ready to be empowered and inspired. So that speaker, I can't remember her name, but I don't think she was the right choice for that event. I felt like maybe she could have been a panelist interviewer to just ask the questions to those that are sitting on the panel. But as far as the actual host of the event, they need to get someone that has some really strong, high, engaging energy to get those ladies out their seats. Because the ladies that were there, those ladies were ready. Those ladies were engaging. They was excited to see each other, embracing each other. But the host, I just felt like she just sort of kind of staled down the energy. But overall, don't get me wrong, she was good. But I just don't think that part was for her. She, in my opinion, would have been better to interview the guests sitting on the panel, opposed to the person they had asking questions to, the keynote panelist, which was a special guest, one of the Clark sisters. So, but yeah, they have to make sure that they have the right host to get that party started, to get that empowerment going, get those ladies ready, and then bring on the speaker, the keynote speaker. And honestly, every speaker that they have assigned has to bring some power. They gotta bring power. You can't have one speaker just to bring all of the heat, and then the speaker that comes behind that speaker is putting the fire out. They have to keep that heat going. But that's my con when it comes to the speaker. My con when it comes to the sound is they have to make sure that the sound is level, because it's some of the speakers that we couldn't really hear them. Even though the microphone was in front of them, we still couldn't hear them. The sound was not as clear, not as loud. It's very muzzled a little bit. And we were inside of a big banquet room, so it's not like we were outdoors. So we should have been able to hear each speaker clearly. Let's see what else. I think that's it as far as the cons for me. Everything else was great with that. Now, let's talk about Jazz in the Gardens the first night. And I'm speaking on being a Goodwill ambassador, volunteer, team player, whatever you want to call it, to come in and assist with the event. They need to do better. Miami Gardens, Hard Rock Stadium, and whoever is on the committee of the Jazz in the Gardens all need to be in a meeting all together. It should not be separate meetings if they are doing this. They all need to be on the same page. So I am going to do my pros first. I thought it was a great turnout of volunteers. It was a great turnout of Goodwill ambassadors. And it was a great turnout of employees or staff members of Hard Rock Stadium. Now, I don't know if those staff members that were there from the Hard Rock Stadium, if they're actually working for the stadium or if they were volunteers. I believe they were staff because they had staff on the back of their shirt. If it's volunteer, you would have volunteer on the back of your shirt. So yes, I'm assuming they were staff. But I want the pros for that is they had a great amount of staff to accommodate the stadium grounds. because Jazz in the Gardens is held at Hard Rock Stadium on their in their parking lot grounds. The turnout of the Goodwill Ambassadors, that's with Miami-Dade County. They do events like that. And these people work for Miami-Dade County, and they come out and volunteer their time. Some will get comp time, or some will actually get paid to accommodate their time. The volunteers for the actual festival is with the City of Miami Gardens. They had quite a few volunteers that showed up and volunteered their time to assist with this event. So that's the pro that I have with that. And I also like the fact that they had the volunteers to park at the Betty T. Ferguson, which is a part of the City of Miami Gardens center, where they can go and park there on their grounds, and then they would be transported over to the stadium by the city trolley, you know, at no cost of course. They fed the volunteers and the Goodwill Ambassadors. They gave us lunch and they gave us dinner. The lunch was either chicken wings and fries or turkey burger and fries, but because I don't eat meat, I had fries. The dinner was either grilled shrimp and peas and rice, or pulled pork, or grilled pork and peas and rice. And of course, I had the shrimp and peas and rice. And of course, a drink. So I thought that was nice. You get a t-shirt each day, and you get a choice of different assignments that you would like to be, you know, working as the Goodwill Ambassador or volunteer. So I signed up to work the signature garden. No, not the signature garden, the sponsorship garden, the city tent, the pop-up tent, which is the social media pop-up tent, the vendors tent, and it was something else that I, oh, hospitality tent, which is where we eat. I also had selected that to work as well. So on that Saturday, I worked this sponsorship garden tent. And let me tell you, okay, now I got to go into my cons. So everything that was I just mentioned was all about the pros and how well they treated how well they accommodated the volunteers and the Goodwill Ambassadors for accommodating giving their time to this event. Now, the cons of this: when it was time for us to go to our post, they didn't need us because the Hard Rock Stadium had booked probably over 200 staff members, where they were all over the place, and they were in places where we were supposed to go and stand in as volunteers and assist and help as volunteers. No one needed us. So all of this, of the volunteers for the City of Miami Gardens, for Jazz in the Gardens, we're just walking around with really nowhere to go. So I told them, listen, if you guys don't need me, let me know, because I'm going to go to the other locations, and if they don't need me, then I'm just going to go ahead and exit the stadium, because it doesn't make sense. You know, if you don't need me, I don't need to be here. I'm here to volunteer. I'm not here to watch the show. I'm not here to go sit down in the stands and, you know, and just sit down and watch the concert, which is what a lot of them did, because if they didn't need them, they just went and found somewhere to go and watch the show. I don't really need to watch the show like that. Now, don't get me wrong, I did enjoy listening to the show, and I did go see some of the acts, but because we were so far from the stage, you really couldn't see them. And then the screens, you could see them from the screens, but you would like to see them on stage. And Jodeci was there, so it was Jodeci, it was Jill Scott, which is the two that I would have been interested in seeing and saw. But because they didn't have anywhere for us to go, they went to try to get everyone somewhere. You know, they just didn't have anywhere for us to go. So one of the ladies that was sitting at the Signature Gardens, I keep saying Signature Gardens, sponsorship garden. She was sitting behind the table where you check in the sponsors and those who have tickets to come in that area. She said, okay, well, you guys can come over here. We just need four people. So I ended up staying. Another young lady I met, she ended up staying. Well, three young ladies I met, we all ended up staying at that table. So we stayed there, and there was another young lady that was there as a sponsor, as a volunteer from someone who worked for City of Miami Gardens. She doesn't live here. Well, quite a few volunteers wasn't from here. Many of them were coming from different places like New York and the UK and Canada and Georgia and Atlanta. They were coming from everywhere to volunteer. So I was the only one that was local. So apparently, we were told during our meeting that a lot of those politicians are going to come in there and they're going to say, I have all these people to come to this event, and or people will come to the table and say, oh, this politician invited me and told me that my name will be at the list, and they told me that I can come and blah, blah, blah. We were told if they do that, tell them if their name is not on the list, they cannot get in because the bands are counted for. They are accounted for, right? So we were all doing that because it was so many people coming up there saying that they were invited by this politician. They was invited by this mayor. They was invited by this commissioner. They was invited by this person, that person. Then when you tell them that they couldn't get in, they will pull to the side or step to the side, call that commissioner or that politician, councilwoman, councilman, mayor, whatever. They will come out and they will tell you to go ahead and give them a ban. And, you know, we're trying to explain to them that, hey, listen, we were told not to do that. You know, we're not trying to get in any issues with our volunteer coordinator, because that's what we were told not to allow. But, you know, and then they kept coming up more than once. The same politicians were coming up more than once with five to almost like 20 people getting them in. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, hey, this is what y'all want to do. This is what y'all want to do. And one of the young ladies who wasn't here, like, she was really trying to stay with what she was told not to do until she got into a disagreement with one of the council people, because when they came up to the table, when the people came up to the table to say that person told them that they can get in, they called that person out, called that council person out. And when he got there, he says to her, you know, it's not good to lead to have members or guests of council members waiting. And so she was trying to explain to him that, you know, we wasn't having anybody waiting because their names are not on the list. If their name was on the list, we would have let them in and they wouldn't be waiting. But for you to say it's not professional to have members or guests of council people waiting, it's not professional to have people coming and their names are not on the list, which she was right. So now he wants to know, who is she? She told him who is she and who she works for. She told him she works for herself, and she told him she wasn't from there. So now he wants to know, well, why do they have someone sitting here who doesn't live here? She doesn't have anything to do with that. She was asked to come and volunteer, and this is where they put her. So of course they got those people in that came. It to me, it was just so unprofessional for these politicians to get all these people in when you got people out here paying big time money to come to that concert, but then yet because you have a title with the city, you throw your weight around and you just come and bring everybody in. I just thought it was very unprofessional, and it was quite a few of them that did that throughout the night. And it's, to me, I just feel like people get into politics for the wrong reason. They get into politics just to have a seat at the table and just to have a title behind their name. And that's not what it's about. If everybody was supposed to have a certain amount of people to go to these events, or to come out, that's everybody should have had that. So if you were only supposed to have five people, then everybody should have had five people. It's no reason someone who had five people, they get their five people in and then come back with 25 more people. That's very embarrassing. And it's very tacky and unprofessional. Like, this is not a club. This is an event that is thrown, put together by our, you know, from our city. But then we got our city officials coming in, you know, throwing their weight around because you are a council person or you are a city attorney or you are a commissioner. And it just wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look. And then the other thing is, they don't know who's volunteering. They don't know who these people are because they're volunteering. You don't know who that person is, and you don't know who that person knows. You don't know if that person can be the city manager. You don't know that. That person can be the aide, the assistant to the mayor, the county mayor. You just don't know. But you come in and you show your unprofessionalism. It was really bad. I just was like, not surprised, because I've been to different events in the city of Miami Gardens and I see how a lot of those city officials carry and conduct themselves. And I'm not saying all of them act like that, but majority of them do. It's becoming like this popularity, you know, clique. And that's not what it should be about. So that happened throughout the night. And then so Sunday comes, I had already said I wasn't going to go back because I just didn't like how it was done. So I decided to go the next day. I decided to go Sunday. And when I got there, same thing, they fed us, you know, gave us our lunch, gave us our dinner. And the volunteer coordinator, poor thing, she was so stressed out because everything that she told us not to do, they went over what she was telling us not to do. And stressed the poor lady out. So when she said, she said, yesterday you were at the sponsorship garden. Did you get a text? Because there was a text that went out by, she asked me, one of the ladies over there, she has purple hair. And I told her, yeah, I know who she is. No, she did not text me because she doesn't have my number to text me. And for them to say that they text everybody who they want to come, just say you didn't want us there anymore because the young lady was letting the council person know that we were going by what we were told not to do. So someone went back and made a complaint, and now they no longer want us there, which was fine with me because I didn't want to be there anyway. We ended up going over to the city of Miami Gardens tent. Well, let me say this. It was fine with me, and I didn't want to be there because of what I saw, how they were behaving. We ended up going back over there anyway because the volunteer coordinator told us to go over there to see if they needed us. And if they didn't need us, then go to another location or come back over where she was and we can assist over there. So when we went over there, it was like four of us went over there. They stopped us at the gate. Like, they wouldn't even let us get to, you know, to where you walk up to, and was like, ladies, no, we in order for you to get over here, they had a guy, in order for you to get over here, you have to have a band. And I was like, in order for us to get over here, where we're not trying to come over here to go to the event, we're coming to see if you guys need us. So just tell us if you need us, and if you don't, we'll keep it going. So that whole approach to me was to stop us from coming over there. So they did have two girls that worked there. And then it had two different girls that, and I didn't see the young lady who was working, who had the altercation with the councilman. I didn't see her there. So I don't know if she ended up going back, but I believe they didn't want her there either, from what I saw at that time. However, I did see her later on that night. But we ended up leaving. I walked away. I said, that's fine. It's no big deal. And I walked away. And we ended up going over to the city of Miami Gardens tent, which is where people would come sign up to follow Mommy Gardens on Instagram, on social media or whatever, and then they get a t-shirt. And that's all we did, and that was great. It was busy. It was fun. We didn't have to worry about no people coming with the big head and having this popularity contest and just being obnoxious because you are a title. You got a title behind your name. It was just really embarrassing. And I'm really embarrassed with City of Miami Gardens, with the city officials and how they conducted themselves. And not one of them, not one of those officials thank the volunteers when they walked up. They know they were volunteers. Not one of them said, oh, we really appreciate it. You know, wait, I'll take that back. You know who said thank you? The county manager. Dade County manager, Mayor Cava. Not manager, I'm sorry. The Dade County mayor. She's the mayor of Dade County. Mayor Daniela Cava. She was the only one that said thank you. And that's not even their event. But that City of Miami Gardens got to do better. They got to stop with this ego. They got to stop with this chip on their shoulder. They got to swell, take their head down and start being more presentable and start having more hospitality and stop using their title to think that they have this power over everybody. It was just bad. But for those who attended, if you attended the Jazz in Miami Gardens Music Fest, because it's no longer Jazz in the Gardens, it's Music in the Gardens. But if you attended it, then leave me a comment and let me know what's your experience. Because I did go on Facebook and I did see a lot of people complaining about the sound. They complained about the workers with the stadium, that they were rude. They complained about City of Miami Gardens Police Department. They were rude. They complained about the whole setup with the, they didn't have enough vendors because one, the price to be a vendor is super high, you know, charging $2,500 to be out there. You want people there so that the people can eat, and then they don't want people to bring food. So why not just let people bring food? Don't worry about vendors. Maybe charge, and the tickets themselves are expensive, because I was going to say maybe charge a little more on the tickets and people can bring their own food and bring their own drinks, you know, but they're not going to do that because the stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, had the drinks on lock, and I've never seen where the stadium had the bar. Maybe they did, I don't know, because like I say, when I first went, the first 3 years I went, it was new, and I hadn't gone to actually go around to see who was doing what. I was always in the media tent as well. But those are some of the complaints that I saw. The sound wasn't great. They need to get different acts because they keep bringing the same people back. Erykah Badu, Charlie Wilson. They need to bring Ricky Smiley back because they didn't like Dion Cole. He wasn't great. They don't need a comedian. They need someone just to host the show. Stop trying to be funny and just host the show and let people come on and be quiet. The other complaints were, Yeah, the other complaints were the bathrooms. They didn't have it wasn't accessible for handicapped. It just was not good. Oh, and the parking was too expensive. $40 a night to park. Come on. So these are some of the cons that I was reading about online. So if you have any experience, whether it's good or bad, go ahead and leave me some comments somewhere on here on now it's Spotify podcast. I don't know if Anchor transitioned over or Spotify collaborated with Anchor, because now it's Spotify podcast. So go ahead and leave me a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your experience if you attended. I know everyone complained and everybody come right back. Oh, and another thing that was a complaint, it was a lot of empty seats in the premium. I think they need to stretch. People were saying they need to stretch the general admission and push it a little further to the stage, because not that many people are going to buy platinum seats. It was a lot of seats empty in the platinum seating. The party was in the general admission. That's where all the party was. So the performers, they don't see all of those people back there. They only looking at like in the front part. And you looking in the front part, you'll see the front row, first part of the front row, maybe front section, full, and then the rest all empty seats. Until you go to the general admission, packed. That's where the party was. But anyway, everybody, let me go ahead and call it a day. Good talking to you. I'll be back tomorrow. Got to get back into swing of things with getting back on. Just been really busy. Had a lot going on, but I'm back. And I will be doing a live show tonight on Instagram. Talk About It Tuesdays with Sunny Morrison. And I will be talking about self-esteem, because we got to talk about self-esteem, because it's a lot of us dealing with self-esteem, and even grown folks. They got some self-esteem issues, and they need to get, they need to listen so that we can get some situation and clarity going on, and why do people act the way they act when they get old and grown. Okay, all right, beautiful faces, let me stop talking, get off. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a sunny day. Today's episode was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a sustainable pre-owned online fashion boutique specializing in vintage, retro, designer brands, and unique styles. Visit them at fashionreboot.store. Okay, so who attended the Jazz in the Gardens over the weekend here in Miami Gardens? Well, we are going to talk about the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, and the ugly that took place with the 16th annual Jazz in the Garden Jazz Fest held in Miami Gardens, Florida. Let's get started.